This is Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Tyke. Good morning. Governor Walker this evening will officially announce his proposed state budget for the coming two-year cycle. Various policy details have emerged over the past few weeks, including a potential so-called jock tax to pay for a new basketball arena in Milwaukee, a borrowing plan for transportation and infrastructure projects, and a $300 million cut over those 2 years to the University of Wisconsin system.
The budget plan comes as the state is forecast to have a substantial deficit and as Walker prepares for a likely presidential bid. His major cuts to the higher education system have attracted criticism from many legislators, including some from Walker's own party. And not surprisingly, they're causing concern in the higher education community.
Mark Mone is the chancellor at UW-Milwaukee, which receives under 20% of its funding from the state. Speaking with WUWM's Dave Edwards, Mone says it's not the first time UWM has prepared to face significant budget cuts in recent years.
We've had, at UWM alone, over the last 15 years, about 40 to 45 million in cuts and base budget reductions. And there's a couple different formulas for that, but between 40 and 45 million dollars in the last 15 years across all those years. So now, looking ahead at the next biennial budget, this cut is essentially as large as the total of everything we've experienced over the last 15 years. So that puts it in context. Another way to look at this is there's been no other biennial budget cut that's been more than $8 million. And here we've got two $20 million back-to-back cuts. So it's substantially larger, it's unprecedented, like you said.
Mm-hmm. Now, obviously, in the last budget, the university system was dealt another fairly dramatic cut in the governor's budget and approved by the legislature. Had that not occurred, would you be in a different position than you are now, or is this cut of such magnitude that you'd still be hurting?
As we look at the commitments that have been made at UW-Milwaukee because of all the remarkable programs that we have underway, all our new initiatives, the new activities that really have taken place over the last 10 to 12 years. As we look at the requirements that we have, the financial obligations associated with those, our Innovation Campus, our School of Freshwater Sciences, our work at the Zilber School of Public Health, the major commitments that we have on our campus to expanding and growing our programs that are remarkable and changing lives every day, we have experienced, because of the last 5 years of enrollment declines and tuition freezes and past budget cuts, a situation where we would be already very strained financially. So that sets the stage then for this to be particularly challenging for us to deal with.
You mentioned the tuition freeze. There was a tuition freeze in the last biennial budget. Another one is being proposed. So that's 4 years of a tuition freeze, and that – I guess that really is what was also, you know, putting your arms behind your back, and you don't have a whole lot of flexibility beyond there.
Yeah, and that's right. In any other organization, you know, when you look at some of the challenges, you'd have the ability to manage your revenue side of things. Having said that, I wouldn't want tuition to grow dramatically if we had that flexibility today. Now, perhaps for out-of-state or international students, I would make a case for that. I think that's something we need to consider. I would hope that we could make an exception to the rule. But for Wisconsin residents, especially our undergraduate students, I do everything I can to preserve tuition long-term where it is. I mean, this is a real issue facing the country and certainly locally. We represent an important avenue for higher education to occur, and so I want to try to preserve that as much as possible.
Mm-hmm. Is it fair to say that you don't know exactly as of the time we're talking right now, you don't know exactly how much money you will have to cut from UWM's budget yet?
Yeah,
has that been worked out?
That's accurate. Now, what we all we can do is understand at this point that the total cut of 300 over a two-year biennial budget, if that were administered the same way we historically have been, we represent 13% of the UW system budget. So it would be slightly less than $40 million out of that. That represents history. Going forward, we may have a change in that formula. Some of our schools across the system are a little more distressed. Some are a little better off, and perhaps they would look at that. Our enrollment pattern over the last 5 years until this year had been challenged. So perhaps we'd fare a little better. I can't bank on that, though.
Mm-hmm. You know, you've spoken on this program, as your predecessor spoke before you, about the important role that UWM plays, not only in educating students, but really in the health and growth of really the state of Wisconsin economically and in other areas. Is that in jeopardy now?
Well, Dave, you hit on something that is so near and dear to me as I think about the big, bold, the directions that UWM has been going, the role that we play in economic vitality in this region. And it's, you're absolutely right. The foundation is, who's going to train and educate the nurses, the engineers, the computer scientists, the healthcare professionals? Who's going to help that part of the economy? And I could talk at length about the forecasted needs that we have and the insufficiencies in the present market. But the differentiator for UWM is and has been, and it's been remarkable, what we've built over my 26 years here. What I've seen happen at UWM is nothing short of remarkable in terms of the research impact, how every single field, every single school and college brings so much to the industry, to the education sector, to nonprofit, to all the different areas because of that level of knowledge and understanding. We solve the problems. We solve the issues that are so vitally important in so many different fields. And it's that research differentiator. And so that is the thing that concerns me, because if we tinker with that, what's taken years, truly decades to build, then what happens if we, in a competitive market, if you look at the STEM fields, science, technology, engineering, and math, but if you look at other related fields, computer science, you look at business, you look at other areas where there's remarkable opportunities nationally, our faculty are some of the best and brightest, and if we lose those folks, it just doesn't get rebuilt quickly. It takes decades to build that back. So that is where the economic vitality, if we think about what's happening in other states, if we look, we're surrounded. In Ohio, they have been looking at the return on investment of higher education, and it's staggering the types of returns that they're getting. We look at Michigan and Iowa, again, Midwestern states where we're seeing investments in higher education that are linked to exactly what you're asking about, the economic vitality. Industry comes forward and says, this is the role that we see higher education, especially in the research university, being able to play. Engineering in the state, we're dramatically short, but it's because companies need not just to manufacture like we historically have, but to manufacture to tomorrow's exacting standards and new technologies. And that's the seed corn. That's you know, from an agricultural model, mm-hmm. It's tomorrow's future. So short-term gains, long-term costs.
So if that's true, and in fact the university system and UWM plays a role in industry and developing of the state, why so far have we not heard industry, manufacturing companies and hospitals and healthcare systems sort of stand up for the University of Wisconsin system? We haven't heard much of that.
Well, we haven't asked and been aggressive enough, and we will be. Keep in mind, up until this week, Tuesday, there was not anything that was substantiating the potential cuts. This was, and I think as you know, the governor's budget has not even been announced yet. This is something we've basically had some insights into. And I should acknowledge that this is the governor's budget initially before it goes to the Joint Finance Committee, goes on to the legislature. And we have been privileged to be able to have some input and to help direct and shape that. Our Board of Regents, our system president, and others have been involved, and that's great. But we haven't heard the formal pronouncement yet. I think after that, those voices will come forward. We will certainly be asking them and in force. And I've certainly had very healthy discussions in the last week with a number of industry and community leaders, and they have said, we are here to help. They have said we really need to do some heavy lifting. We need to really address this. They see that need. And I cannot speak for other parts of the state, but my speculation would be that if you look at the role of the UW system schools in all the respective markets and economies, we're not just sometimes some of the larger employers, but the difference that we make on the talent side and the education is vital. And that's why we're one of the envies of the nation, you know, one of the great places for higher education to really have that impact.
So we don't know the exact dollar amount. I think it's fair to assume it'll be a dollar amount that you're going to be scrambling to find on July 1. What are some of the things that can happen? How do you shrink a budget with the commitments you already have? What are the kinds of things that are in play?
Well, not knowing the exact number, it's not easy, but we do have a good sense of the magnitude. So I've assembled immediately a task force that is going to be looking from a biennial budget planning perspective. How do we deal with this? Everything is on the table, everything. And we look at this and we talk about hiring, we talk about travel, we talk about future recruitment, we talk about how we'll look at all of our operating lines and talk about where we can gain efficiencies, potentially restructuring, potentially consolidating. Layoffs have to be one of the considerations. There's no stone that will be unturned. We at the same time have to look at protecting and serving our key interests, and those include student success on a number of fronts, the role of research, our profile, the impact that we have, and how we engage in the community, and then creating a culture to do that, but boy, it's an incredible challenge in this environment.
Mm-hmm. So we've been talking about one part of the story, which is the cut. The other part that we've been hearing about is that the governor has proposed, or we believe will be proposing, that the university system become a quote unquote public authority. And I'm not exactly sure what that means. I've heard several people try to define it. What have you heard about that?
The public authority, as I understand it today, is a model that's been used. The best precedent is with the UW Health Systems, hospitals, clinics, that some years ago adopted a public authority model. And the idea would be that this would be where UW employees, UW system employees, would no longer be state employees but would be public employees. They would be covered still by the retirement system and the insurance that the state has, but we would, in that model, have more flexibility and autonomy around procurement, around the bonding authority for buildings, some of the elements around pay plans, and tuition flexibilities. So those are some of the key elements. The Board of Regents would be the governing body, and the policies for selecting regents and what may become a board of trustees in that model would be similar. That's the preliminary understanding, subject to potentially changes. One of the important components that I understand is part of that is how what we call, what is a statute, Chapter 36, which governs our shared governance and tenure, that would come also as part of the new public authority. That's vitally important. That's a critical part. And we have received assurances from our system president and Board of Regents that they see the value in that and recognize the importance of that.
Why is that important?
It's important because we share a collective governance model where we do things and we're in this together. There's a core understanding that we collectively can make better decisions than any one of us as a whole. So I actively engage our faculty senate, our university committee, our classified staff, and our academic staff bodies, as well as our student association, because this is at its heart the best form of democracy. This is where we have voices that are heard by all, and we collectively can make a great decision for the campus. It's long been heralded as an important value within the UW system, and I firmly uphold that. I think it's better for us to make decisions where we have the buy-in. You know, from my background, from whether it's change management or organizational leadership, how collaborative decision making, team oriented approaches are far superior than to one or a small group of individuals making a decision for others, especially in a faculty and staff driven environment. It's just so helpful to have that.
Mm-hmm. I know that the University of Wisconsin system has asked for that kind of autonomy before, so that's not anything new. And I'm sure that the system president and you as chancellor embrace that concept. If I've heard it said that the reason for that is because it would allow the university system to operate more efficiently, more effectively. But if that is in place on July 1, at the same time that these budget cuts occur, you can't really ramp up savings on July 1 to help you deal with the budget cut, correct?
Yeah, you're right. There may be a bit of a false economy on the front end of this, meaning that we will not get, like you said, the economies, the efficiencies for some time. The cuts, however, will be immediate. They're real, and there's no question about those. So that's concrete. That's locked in. We will be told, here's the new budget. It's at a certain level that's less than what it had been. The proposed public authority would take a while to be figured out in the first place. Then for us to move into that public authority and to receive the potential benefits, it is years down the road before we would have that. As an example, you can have a pay plan. You would have the autonomy to have a pay plan, but where would the budget be to have that pay plan? Same thing with regard to procurement. We're not going to be purchasing a lot of certainly large initiatives in an environment where we're cutting our budget so dramatically. So I welcome the autonomy potential. I welcome the flexibility. We all do in the UW system, and that could be a good thing. We have been asking for that. But it's just on top of a budget cut that will have cost to us all and will take time for us. In fact, the reorganization itself will add cost. It just does when you change to a new organization form. There's oftentimes duplication. It's hard to move to that new model overnight.
Mark Mone is the chancellor of the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. He spoke with WUWM's Dave Edwards. You can hear their full conversation on their Chancellor's Report program this Thursday at 1:30.